Log Talk Radio.
I shall have no other God but thee.
Father, Father, Father. vocal gaps and filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we're living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of infinity. I'm respecting each other, not my brother. A war's going on, but the reason undercover. The truth is kept secret, swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's up, yo? Come on, I don't know what the truth, yo. Come on, I don't know what's up, yo.
We only bear witness and we testify there will never be but one God, and his proper name is Allah, the best name. It means he is the creator of this creation. He ruled this creation by himself. There's nothing that you can scribe, nothing you can add to or take away. God is, Allah is bigger than anything that we can imagine. Anything you imagine, Allah is bigger. So we're here tonight. We want to thank Wali Ali for the images. And we want to thank Black Eyed Peas for reminding us that we only need one love. We are here tonight on this Box Talk radio station to clean up the mess that we found when we got here. A racism, hatred, killing and murder, and lies, slaughtering people, killing each other, tribes against tribes, nationally. This is coming about because Satan has put an image in the world that has divided the human family up. So we are tonight to straighten out that. If we can, with the help of Allah, we know we can, because Allah said he went that. With those who do right, we're trying to do the best right we can find. So we like to open up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. Then we say it in the Arabic language, the most beautiful language that the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came in. And then we say it in the English translation, the youngest language of all the languages in the world. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbilay Rameen, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Omidin, Niyakana Budiakana Sahin, Adinis Sarat Mustakin, Sarat Aladina Anto Alayhim, Glory magdu really him maladoni. I mean, in translation, we seek protection with the Creator Allah against Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to God, Lord, Chair, Sustainer of all worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, Master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those who wrath were brought down, and none of those that go astray. I mean. So we're here tonight. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar, coming out of Decatur, Georgia, here with my wife, Dahir Akbar, who's co-worker here in Decatur, Georgia. We're honored to have you tonight. We also have our brother coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, his brother Suja Muhammad, another co-host tonight, coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the hometown, the hometown of I can't think of the rapper name, but he's from their hometown.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Lil Wayne. Lil Nasty Foul Mouth Wayne. He's from at his hometown. And people love him. I don't care how nasty his mouth is. They love him there.
He changed.
I hope he changed. And also we have our brother A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. You know, he'll be on. We're hoping he can keep it in the road tonight, inshallah. But anyway, I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to turn this over to our brother coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Suja Muhammad, senior brother of this show. So bring him on if he's ready. All he got to do is match one and come into the queue, Suja Muhammad. I don't know where you at. He won. See his number. So let me see. Can I bring him in? He, maybe one he matching one not working. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Suja Muhammad. Brother Suja. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum salam. Give me about 15 more minutes.
Man, you need to put that coffee down. Okay, I got
it. I got to wake up.
Yes, sir, get that coffee out of that pot. Okay. Huh?
I'll see you in a few minutes.
Okay, don't do a lot. So we're here tonight. We believe that we can help straighten up this mess, bring all people together. Because all people, we're all human beings. That's what God made. He made us different. And that's a test to us. And then he said that difference don't make no difference. The only difference is going to make one who obey him the best. That is the difference in a different location, different parts of the earth that we come from. We all human beings. We come from Adam. We've been on this earth millions of years, so we had opportunity to migrate throughout the earth. And we, whatever part of the land we migrated to, we took on our behavior and our color and our ethnic raising, our education gave us our color. But the best color is the color of righteousness. If we don't have that, we're no more than a caveman. We're raised by the caveman. But we are human beings. We use automobiles. We fly in planes. We use computers. We use all the modern technology that man has came up with and to make man life better, the microwave oven and all the other things. The dough that we have today is different from the dough that we had 100,000 years ago. We got automatic dough. We got dough to screen from hitches. We got dough that close by themselves, open by themselves when you walk into the arrays of that dough, it open by itself. We got light that cut on and off. We got cameras everywhere. We can see what's going on. So all praise are due to Allah. God has given us the greatest thing. He has given us one of the greatest items that we have as human beings, that we have. We have, as human beings, we have a brain. Other creatures have brains. They have brains, but they do not have the gift that God has given us, and that's to be leaders over them, leaders over the earth, believers. This is what God has given us, the opportunity to rule this earth. So we thank Allah. And once we thank Allah, we're thanking Allah for blessing us to be human beings, to allow us to be the guests upon this earth, to be tested. And in this test, if we pass the test, that's reward that we get, that we have no imagination about those rewards, because no man has never seen them. No eyes have never been set on them and been able to come back and tell you what they look like. This is Allah talking to us, telling us how great Allah is. Allah is one and alone. There's nothing in this creation like Allah. So he has created us. He has put us here on this earth to test us to see which one is more worthy or which one is worthy of the great reward that he has waiting on us for living a good and a decent life. That's all he asks us, to live a decent life. That's why we're here, to live this life, to be good mothers and fathers, to be the best human being, and also be good neighbors and all the other qualities that God point out that we should be in as human beings. There's a reward for that. We ain't doing it for nothing. Allah said, put your treasures in heaven where thief can't get it. Meaning that there's a heaven that you can't see it, but Allah know where it is. And you earn that by doing, living a good life that he have instructed you through his scripture. And we said we got the final scripture. Christ Jesus said that one was going to come after him, meaning he had scripture, but his scripture won't top the scripture that going to come after him. He said the one come after him going to have all the truth, going to bring the best of the truth. He brought truth, but he had to understand that people going to tamper with that truth. And we see that today. We see the Bible is a good book, but it started off on the wrong foot. It started off saying we made in the image of God. We ain't made in no image of God. God don't sleep. We have to sleep. God do not eat anything. We have to eat. God do not die. We will die. We come here and we talking about dying. We talking about passing on through the next life. That's what we mean by death. We die in this world, but we raised up again by our fingerprint in the next world. That's simple. But what? To see which one worthy of the great pride that God want to give us for doing right. So Jesus spoke about that. But these people, these preachers, these people of the world, they stay away from that. They bring us all the dumb stuff that Jesus died for our sin. He give his life, the sinner can continue to get reward. Our book said that is nothing but crazy. That's a crazy idea. Somebody died for your sin. And we got all these courthouses throughout the world to put the sinners in. I'm talking about the bank robbers. I'm talking about the rapers and the murderers. That's a sin. And we got jail to put those people in there. And even if you break the law, you make a wrong turn, look how much money you got to spend out. They don't say, no, you made that left turn and you weren't supposed to. That's a mistake. Just going back home. They said, no, you don't pay $150 for that mistake. Your money is your life because you work for it to preserve your life. And that's like taking some of your life. But they don't make you think like that. They tell you Jesus, and most weak-minded people will tell you Jesus died for your sins. And then when you look at the evidence of Jesus dying, he did not die. He was killed. Meaning if he were nailed to the cross, how in the world did he die? Death when you died means if you die and you just die naturally, you go home and you don't wake up no more. That's dying. But when somebody take you and run some nails through your arms and feet, they killing you. That ain't no that you ain't dying. But that's a lie they tell. They kill. He died for all our sins. How can he die for my sin? I wasn't even there. See, this is part of racism. This is part of the racial problem in the world. That our people look at a man that don't look like them, all of that's for them, so they feel sorry and they feel like they owe this man their loyalty, their love. This is to draw their love to that idea, that false idea. Not the idea that God is one, God don't die. God is the creator. God so loved the world. He put all of us in this world to test us. Not that idea, but love the Caucasian people. Because God came in the Caucasian people, and the Caucasian people, son, and the Caucasian people died for all our sins. And then they added more lies onto that with Santa Claus. Caucasian man with a big red who come down the chimney and brought the child some toys, and you know for a fact, we all know that ain't nothing but a lie that keeps being spread, keep passing down from generation to generation. Ain't no man come down on chimney that don't care who built the chimney, and then go back up the chimney and on back, when he get back up on top of the chair, up through the chimney, there's some reindeer to fly all over the world to get you all these toys. These people that thought about that lie, man, they did a mastering job. And it make the other people that the person didn't do it in like if they inferior. In African America, we have become some of the most inferior people. Because although we might have built a lot of these skyscrapers, we don't own them. We own not one. They got a skyscraper in every city, every major city, there's skyscrapers. And we don't own them, not one. And we can't see why. Why? Because a lie has been told us, and this lie has dumbed us down, have caused us to be inferior. We sent our children to school for 13 years or better just to get a job to the people that told us that lie. And that lie had messed our Caucasian brothers up where they have a history of being some of the most evil people that this world has ever produced. That lie had messed them up that bad. Murderers and liars. Huh? But they tell you that you a murderer and liar. So they got professionals. professional liars, to take the lie off them, the evil off them, and put it on you. And you, that lie that been put on you, and you said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? When you're supposed to be thanking God for the truth. Jesus said, know the truth. And then what I didn't say is the truth. They have become some of the worst people that this world has ever produced. How can they get mad at that? How can they get killed if they don't hear the truth? Huh? They people used to fish, catch alligators with our babies. These people used to take our men and put two horses on both sides and hit them horses and split them apart because those men stood up and said, it's not right that y'all do us like that. They used to rape the men, the plantation owners, so-called master, the slave owners, which is nothing but a bunch of tyrants, a bunch of devil worship, because you have to be a real devil to take a man and work him sun up and sundown, lay with his wife, kill his babies, take his babies out of his wife's arm, and send him some to another state. You had to be a real cruel person, a real devilish person to do something like that. So we ain't here complaining about that. God already done deal with that. Them people there did not earn no paradise. They had to reap what they sowed. So those people there is burning in hell because they reap what they sow. So we don't want nobody to go to hell. Huh? We are the most different people that this world has produced. But since we've been in their environment, we have become the same type monsters on each other. Hate each other. And the proof of that, go to any town, go to any state, and find out where we got 700 or 800 stoves, 500 or 600 stoves at, or 200 stoves, or a bunch of convenience markets. You won't find that nowhere in none of these cities, towns, and states. Why? Because plantation life taught us to hate each other, taught us reject each other, taught us not to want each other. Huh? Now we going around talking about a dog is our best friend. We ain't saying Allah. We ain't saying God. We ain't saying Jesus. We say a dog is our best friend. We don't say our mama. And we don't even want, some of us don't even want no mama. So we've been made atheists in our life. We've been made atheists in the way we live. So we want to come away from that. We want to leave that alone and come into the good life that Almighty God have warned us to be by giving us scripture to read so we can read that scripture and we can plant our life in a fertile soil so we can grow. Grow with everybody who want to grow with us. Not want to be somebody we can't be. And this is what that image of made us want to do, be somebody that we can't be. Blonde hair and blue eyes. And you get that kind of hair when there ain't no sun around. But when you got sun around, kind of hair, the straight hair, do not fare good in hot weather because the sun reach down in on your skull and cause your hair to curl up. Huh? The sun give you melon in your body. You become dark. You don't become black, you become dark. But this is what you call the environment. And God has created us a different environment, not that we might spy each other. We don't spy nobody. But I'll say we spy people look like us because the proof of that, we own no grocery store, no restaurant. And we go into people that go in all people restaurants except ours. And we think that's equal, being equal. We have been messed up. And we keep being messed up because you got people out there talking about Jesus is your Lord and Savior. And all that have caused us to be the most inferior people that this world has ever produced. But we coming up now, that Islam come to change that picture. It come to resurrect the truth human being that God have created. And this is what they have kept away from us all these years, El Islam. They kept Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him, out of our life all them years. They didn't put nothing about him in no books and hardly no high school, no college. Well, look what their book said. One was going to come after Jesus. But they ain't going to put that one out there. They ain't going to tell on that one. And that one is no other than Prophet Muhammad, no other human being on this earth since Jesus on this earth fit that qualification, fit that idea that God have choose someone after who Jesus said going to come. Jesus mentioned someone coming, and no other human being fit that description of who coming after Jesus. No one fit that description, no other than Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. So we thank Allah for this precious message of concern show. And we see the problem, and we come here to address the problem and hope we can bring about, and I know we can bring about a solution. And the solution is worship God. The solution is see all men as men and all women as women. And God is the creator of all of us. And he tested all of us. And he has sent messengers and prophets and seers and people to come in to show us what God wants us to do with the most precious thing that we have. And that's life. So I'm going to bring is Sujah Muhammad ready to come up to the mic and let him continue to share in this great news, that there is only one God. Share with us the great book that God has given us after the Jesus. And this book is truth without doubt. It has no falsehood in it. If anybody can come and create an ayat, a half of an ayat equal to the ayahs in the Quran, you can't do it, but you can try. Our book said if all the ocean was ink, and you add another ocean, and all the trees became pencils, you cannot take them that ink or those pencils and result not one ayah. This the ayah is 118 ayah. 118 surah in the Al-Quran, you cannot exalt not one of them because Allah has put me to it. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad up, let him carry on this honest and decent and morally upright conversation. Brother Sujah, are you ready? As-salamu alaykum. Brother Sujah. Brother Sujah, are you ready? He had to. So I don't know if he ready.
I'm trying to unmute.
Yes, sir. They don't want you to come in there. I don't think they. Them folks, technology, they use that technology to help and also to hurt. They don't want you to come through. So you ready?
Oh, huh? Yeah.
Thank you. And may Allah continue to bless us all. Brother Sujah Muhammad from Baton Rouge. Louisiana.
I hold over late. Appreciate time by Gene. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. We also testify and bear witness that there is only one God. And we also testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Noah, Moses, all these great men was God's servant. They wasn't God. They wasn't the children. They weren't the son of God. God created everything. He already owns everything. Everything in this creation is God. So we bear witness to that, and we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, was a man that fooled, got married, went to the military or the wall, went to the wall, and he went through everything that we are going through today. But he was known as the man that was unlettered. He wasn't educated the way we have college students and people going to school studying. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, was an ordinary man from the society. But he was known as the trusted one because he was honest and he had a good heart. And he was somebody that even if the person didn't know him, and that person was told who he was, they trusted him. You know, people left their wealth and their properties and things like that in the care of Prophet Muhammad, and they didn't worry about it. So what is this saying? Why are we getting that type of history? Because Islam is not nothing that's going to put you in a straitjacket. You're not going to be put in a straitjacket of what you just fornicated and follow command. Islam is a religion that you're going to have to think for yourself. You're going to have to use your mind. You're going to have to learn how to make good decisions. You're going to have strong morals. You see, good ethics, fair dealing. You see, so you're going to have to be a person like that. So you're going to have to study the history of these great prophets, of these messengers of God. one of the great men in the religion was Abraham. And I'm going to read just a little bit about Abraham, just a little. Remember, Allah said he makes no differences between them. So don't get messed up in your mind. I'm not trying to mess your mind up. I'm not trying to raise one person above the other. I'm just reading to you about Abraham. And this is in Surah 16, starting at Ayat 120. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Abraham was indeed a model, devoutly obedient to Allah, and true in faith. And he joined not gods with Allah. He showed his gratitude for the favors of Allah, who chose him and guided him to a straight way. And we gave him good in this world, and he will be in the year after in the ranks of the righteous. So we have taught thee the inspired message, followed by the ways of Abraham, the true in faith, and he joins not God with Allah. The Sabbath was only made strict for those who disagree as to his observance. But Allah will judge between them on the day of judgment as to their differences. Invite all to the way of thy Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching, and argue with them in ways that are best and most gracious. For thy Lord knows best who have strayed from his path and who receive guidance. Sallallahu kadeem. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allahu Akbar. And Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad. He said in his final summit, one of the things he said in his final summit, he said, oh, people, no prophet or apostle will come after me. This is what Prophet Muhammad said. So if Jesus come back, well, we're not looking for him to come back. Prophet Muhammad said, oh, peoples, no prophet or apostle will come after me. And no new faith will be born. So don't look for somebody, the Israelites, they bringing up some stuff, and you got other people bringing up stuff, and you know, in Christianity, and Allah is telling us right here through his prophet that no other faith will be born. And it's a reason well, therefore, O people, and understand words that I convey to you. I leave behind me two things, the Quran and my example. That's all we need. This book here, the Quran, and the example of the prophet. O peoples, and understand words which I convey to you. I leave behind me two things, the Quran and my example, the Sunnah. And if you follow those, if you follow these, you will never go astray. All those who listen to me shall pass on my words to others, and those to other again. And it may be that the last ones understands my words better than those who listen to me directly. Be my witness, O God, that I conveyed your message to your people. Thus the beloved prophet completed his final sermon, and upon it, near the summit of Arafat, the revelation came. This day have I perfected your religion for you, completed my grace upon you, and have chosen Islam for you as your religion. Now remember, brothers and sisters, let's be intelligent. Let's don't be The imam had to come in there breaking everything down. He told us what the word was. He told us not to believe in and take myth as the real thing. Don't believe in myth as the real thing. Symbols and signs. You got all that, you know. And we had to define words. And think about what they mean. For example, Islam. Allah said he bring Islam. He brought Islam to us. What do that mean? Islam, if you're passing it on to your children and you're passing it on to somebody else, they ask you, what is Islam? You can't just say, well, Islam is an Arabic word and it's our religion. That's Islam. Islam is a group of people called Muslims, and they fast during the month of Ramadan, and they pray and you had to give them the application of the word. How do I apply the word? How do I live it? If you don't give it to them right, you got other people to know how to use Islam to make you look like a terrorist. A group of nuts. A group of people that's against Christianity. That hate Christians. People that are terrorists. That killed you. They'll portray that and say, that's Islam. That's not Islam. Islam is humbling yourself. Submission, being a person that believe in peace, not a hellraiser. What do I mean by believing in peace? When we go into a thing, we try to approach it with peace, so it won't be a whole lot of confusion, difficulty. Islam is not a religion that is in competition with Christianity. That's not Islam. The only way we compete is in righteousness. But it's got to be towards all that is good. We compete in being truthful. Giving you the best of what this creation got to offer. We want to compete in giving you something better than the next person. Compete in righteousness. We strive to do the will of God.
Even though we got a free will to do our own thing, we submit our will to God. We believe in God. We put God first before everything. We are God conscious. Everything we do, we're conscious of God. Family life. We believe in family life. Eating the proper and right foods. We respect law that govern the land. Respect leadership. All this is Islam. You can find the same thing in Christianity. You can find the same thing in Judaism. Quran said we put forth the law of God, and we argue with them with that which is intelligent. You don't tell a person your religion is Islam in a way where it's something different than what's already here. Now, we'll tell you or correct you if you try to put something or make our religion other than what it is. We will correct you. We don't believe in turning the other cheek. We don't believe that God had a son. We don't believe that there are three gods. We don't believe in Easter. We don't believe in Christmas, Halloween. We don't believe in that, not because of Islam. But Islam teaches us to use our common sense. When I say I'm a Muslim, then I'm saying that everything somebody tell me, I had to make the final decision to accept it or reject it. I'm the one to make the final decision to say okay, no, I don't go along with that. I agree or disagree. I made the final conclusion. And I'm a Muslim. And a Muslim is anybody or anything in creation. And you can start from the grasshopper all the way up until the kangaroo. Of the giraffe, the birds and the bees, all these things don't do their own thing. And the Quran said you'll find that all these things have a community just like ours. So they got a mother, father, children. They got a home. They got their home. The only difference between them and us is that they only can build their homes one way. But we can build our homes millions of ways, thousands of different ways, because we have a free will. They don't have a free will. We was given a free will by Almighty God. But everything you see in creation that is alive is Muslim. You call that Muslim. It willingly obey God without compulsory, without force. Muslim. So we had to understand these words and understand the meaning of them. Understand the application of them, how they apply in your life, our conduct. If you don't understand them, you might try to apply it the way the news media give it to you, or somebody else. Don't have your interests at heart. So, brothers and sisters, I don't want to go too far over. Praise be to Allah. I thank Allah for the opportunity. We pray that I said something that is beneficial, that you can apply it in your life. You can use it. I came to you in peace and leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, I thank Allah for that fine talk. Yes, we are Muslim. And Allah said that anybody worship anything other than what that's why he come with the Ten Commandments. If you worship anything other than the creator of this creation, you bow down to them, you're no different than a pagan. So Allah says we are all in a race for all that is good. Even Allah tell us what not to eat, what all of us get is this information, and our religion, in the form of our religion that we, and even Christianity get chapter would tell you what not to eat and how to stay away from things that God made everything, but he make everything for us to eat. He made things for medicine, different, and then his respect for the word of God. God said, "Don't eat nothing out of respect. We don't eat it. We don't care what it is." Because Allah said, "Don't eat chicken. We would be chickens." So that's doing the will of God, and all of us have been put in to do the will of the one who gave us this life. And we call him Allah. You can call him the Most High. Or you can call him the Ever-Living. There's only one God for all of us. No matter what label that we allow to be put on us, we are one creation. When we all come here through Adam, especially the human being, we all are the children of Adam. So we thank Allah for blessing us with this Spout Talk radio station. We had another Vazina on, but I see he done dropped out. So we're going to keep on moving. So this is the Spout Talk radio station, and we have to use these minutes up rightly, and we want to bring some clarity to this talk tonight. We want to keep the wheels of truth rolling. There's only one creator. Proper name is Allah. And that we are human beings. Meaning we are people who accept the best way that has been given to us through our book. We say the final revelation. We say there's no more revelation to come after this. And this is what Prophet Muhammad left with us, with our prophet. It says in Al-Baqarah, it said, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, Alam, this is the book. In it is guidance sure without doubt to those who fear Allah and also who believe in the unseen, fast in their prayer, who spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in the revelation sent down to thee and sent before thou time, that in their heart had the surety of the hereafter. They are the true guides from thy Lord, but it is these who will prosper. And for those who reject faith, it's the same to them, whether thou warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Because Allah says he has set a seal over their hearts and over their hearing, and their eyes is a veil, great is a penalty they incur. So surely Allah speak the truth, that this is the book, guidance sure without doubt. And this book goes on to say, the book that came, spoke about the book that came before we. And who believe in the revelation, we believe in the revelation, sent to thee and sent before thou time. Talking about the Bible and the Torah. Is that in their hearts, they had the surety of the hereafter. Because we believe that all of these books come from God. But we also understand that there's these other books may have been tampered with, because Allah never said he put a seal or protection on them books. But he said on this book, he had put a seal of protection. He had put angels around this book. And we know we cannot see no angels. So Allah said, who believe in the unseen and who are steadfast in prayer, who spend out of what we have provided for them. So everything that we have, Allah has provided for us. He has provided these ideas of consciousness. So we're here tonight with the help of Allah. We see that one of our co-workers have returned. If he wants to say anything at this time, all he got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. Brother from Columbus, Georgia, all he got to do is match one and come on into the queue, and we will cut your mic on, because we all are people that Allah bless as individuals. So I'm going to bring brother from Columbus, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum, brother Columbus, brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Akbar and sister Daya, brother Shuja, Quran, and anyone else who's on the cube, and anywhere outside of the cube. And inshallah, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim, ashadu wa la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna muhammad ar-rasulah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as always, we thank Allah very much for blessing us to be in the cube with this message of concern for ourselves and those who Allah has designated to hear this truth, inshallah, through their prayers. And we pray that you are making a sincere prayer. You can free yourself from the schemes of the devil, the shaitan, the enemy of the human family, who Allah has given the opportunity to prove that he thinks he's better than the human being, the best of creation. But one of the most important things that we know that we have in this world is identity crisis, identity theft, etc. Everyone is trying to find themselves. Everyone is trying to overcome the entrapments of someone being someone else. I just wanted to touch on Allah wants to show us in this corrupt reality that we're in, that we're in it because we want to, or either we're confused by our own free will, as Brother Suja was saying, at trying to make up our mind from the intimidation and distortion that the Satan tries to bombard us with and make us forget about what is very important. Who are you? We know that the Creator of us said we are Khalifa. We are the creation that's responsible for keeping balance in this world that is being attacked and being overturned, upheaval by the whispers of the Shaitan if the Khalifa lets him do it. And the show, as we know in some of the sports world, the true champion will always let the challenger throw the first blow, and then he take it from there. I want to clear up on this thing about, I think everybody's forgot the common history, that this is a country based upon a lie by the hypocrite and other hypocrites who had chose with their free will to be the imp, the worker, the oppressor, the acceptor of the lie of Satan, and have conspired together to put this lie on the human family and bring about a casualty beyond imagination to go to the hellfire with them. I noticed and had the opportunity again to reflect and experience what it's like to see people who are lost and are in a state of denial of who they are, after Almighty God Allah has showed everyone through the history who they are. He has told us we're one soul, we're one human creation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the oneness. Anyone who steps outside of that oneness, you are with the devil, and you're on your way to the other reality, and that's hell. When we claim that we are trying to be what Allah created us to be, He gave us the highest reality that every human being who studies or who seeks His guidance will learn the language of the revelation that He has sent to all human beings is our creation. It has been straight, it's never changes, and it will continue to send the same message. You are the best. You are the caretaker. You are the guardian. You're the maintainer of this world that we refuse, those of us who believe, to let Shaitan take the advantage of the children as they come into this reality under our responsibility and trust. Everyone in America has to remember, the number one influence in the world is a lie. It's what the people call Christianity. And if you claim anywhere on this earth where Christianity has its influence, you either know or you don't know that you are still labeled and under the influence of the devil. And to see believers in Revelation, regardless of what revelation it was, the believers in the Bible, the Psalm, not Christianity, but the believers in the books of Allah, have lost their identity and have accepted their identity of the shaitan, a illusioner, a liar, a thief, a murderer, a pervert, etc. When I seen how the Muslim in America, descendants of Muslim slaves and slaves from all walks of life who have been brought here, scheme of the hypocrite and the Roman Empire, and still his imps and his number one imp, the Roman Catholic Church, is still claiming branding people, and they don't even know that they have been labeled a slave of the devil, the slave of the church, the slave of the Son of God, the slave, et cetera, et cetera, all the way back to the history. But Allah, with his mercy, has always came and gave the human family their true identity. You are my servant, my Abdullah, my Amatullah, the highest position in this reality that we're on, down on this ground level, to show that we are not lost. But yet still we turn our back on what Allah has revealed to us of who we are and what our position and our role in this destiny for the human family. And everyone, Caucasian, Chinese, Japanese, whatever you want, whatever your skin color, whatever your nationality has, is connected to the scheme of the shaitan, and it goes way back to the Roman Empire and even farther, when man did not have that concept. Because the hypocrites of Revelation shared this scheme with the Roman Empire to enslave and start slavery is a way of life in the world of the human family. Still going on, even in the Muslim world. If you are born in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Africa, wherever, you are connected to a human being or a name or a title that leads right back to the Roman Church and right back to the lie that God had a son, and right back to the conspirators who listened and executed the scheme of the shaitan to give man a false way of life, a false idea all about life, to prove how stupid we are, and Satan thinks that he could justify his statement of telling his creator that he's better than us. And he gives him an example. See how they are? They don't know who they are. Going on 3,000 years or so, and the human family still don't know or want to know who they are, and have been told over and over and over again in the books of Allah and in the history of the human family who they are. You are the Creator's servant. And we're ashamed of it, or we either don't understand it, or we let the world make us feel uncomfortable about being right. Shaitan has the world making the believing man and the believing woman feel like they are doing something wrong for being right. And those of us here in the United States of America, regardless of what your nationality is, you belong to the Pope. Because this country was founded upon and by people, human beings, who were under the influence and finance and sponsorship of what they call the Christian Church, a big lie. And when you say that you are a Frenchman, or you this, you are German, you are saying, or you are American, all you is doing is bearing witness that you are a slave of the Roman Empire, and you believe wholeheartedly, knowingly or unknowingly, that God had a son. And you have been conditioned, psychologically, oppressed, emotionally, to where you don't even want to think about leaving your nationality and connection to the devil. Even though Allah has freed us over and over and over again and have reminded us in every language that's been spoken on this earth that you are my servant. I created you for excellence and to be responsible for protecting each other against the scheme of the Satan, of the Satan, your open enemy. And we have people trying to justify to go back to being a hillbilly, a nigger, a gook, and all the others, these slave names that the devil has given us to show his authority and our willful connection to him, because we are rejecting to be the servant of the creator of everything. And we try to justify, intellectualize, emotionalize, going back to being a volunteer slave, of which we were warned that we will do. Satan told Almighty God, Allah, in us, in our faith, that he will see him and bow down to him with our own free will and reject, like Allah says in the crowd, why do you cling so heavily to being a slave of the devil and those human beings who are his slaves, and knowing you going to the hellfire when I invite you to be my servant? All I ask you to do is to bear witness that there's nothing but me and my messengers and my oneness of creation and the creator of everything you see and don't see. And we still struggle with it. Now, bringing it home, the white man, the red man, the Chinese man, the Japanese man, when it comes to the wise people on this earth, you belong to the concept that God had a son. Whether you know it or not, you have been enslaved, you have been bribed, like our brother said, you have been hoodwinked and wanting to be everything except what Almighty God has told you who you are. You are his servant. You are Abdullah. And every nationality, every skin color on this earth who know that is striving, inshallah, with everything they got to be Abdullah. To be they're taking everything that they got to try to be Amatullah. They're giving up their earthly ties, their family ties, their environmental ties for the sake of pleasing their creator. But yet still, many of them are hypocrites. They say, we are Allah's servant, but I'm a Chinese American. We are Allah's servant. I'm a Japanese Muslim American. We are Allah's servant, but I'm black. I'm African-American. I'm Afro-American. I'm nigger-American. And every nationality that Satan's time and name, false name that Satan has given us, we all long for. We just figure out time to scheme and rattle in our bank. How can I deny being a law servant and choose to want to be the slave of the Satan, the slave of a false way of life? Again, Christianity does not exist, but it's the strongest influence in the world because it is a fantasy where people think that God had a son who died for their sins. So, hell, they can do anything they want to, even pretend like they are Abdullah or they are Amatullah. But when they open their mouth, all they talk about their slave life before they became consciously aware of who they are, their creation, their creator, and your responsibility to serve him and him alone. Our leader, many of you know and don't know, but the Imam Warfi Muhammad said, that stuff is gone. That stuff is gone. We are in the final days of clearance. What are we going to do? Our children are the only ones who will suffer from it. And the children of all nationalities or color, skin, color, they're all suffering because they still don't understand that they are creators. But they suffer so much from misinformation, misrepresentation, a bad distrust, etc. It was America's name after an Italian explorer. Christopher Columbus is an Italian explorer. The Roman Catholic Church has been the number one instrument in the slave trade that brought us and many other people, country they named after one of their explorers. Ain't that something? And we want to run around and be proud that I am American, when you should be proud that you are Amatullah. Not American Amatullah, but Amatullah, Allah's servant. Not Italy, not the Pope, not the Roman Catholic Church, not the hypocrites, but you are Allah's servant. That's what's dividing us. Truth. It's time to bring us out of falsehood. And falsehood is fighting like a mad dog, trying to still make us be under the influence, either by thousands of years of application and fear, and what it has done, it has castrated the human family in the way they scare the leaves of fake religion. And Al-Islam is not no religion. It's a way of life. We need to quit talking their language. They're grown now. We've had a leader and leaders and leaders been telling people here in America that there's only one God and Muhammad is his messenger. And that you are Abdullah if you want to be. And you are Amatullah if you are a female and if you want to be. And we take advantage of the leadership and the patience and the tolerance that Almighty God gave them to teach us in the language that we understand, but help us to grow out of that language into the language of revelation. So that one day, inshallah, our children will know that they are born Khalifa. They are born Mu'min. They are born a believer in the one creator. And they follow the example of the final development of the human being in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every human being has testified to that. And we in America, and I mean everybody in America, who knew it, the life of Imam Warfi Muhammad, know that you have been told without a doubt that Prophet Muhammad is the most excellent final development of Adam, where we all came from. And there will be no other human being born in this world who will have that authority or that morality, or that submission to the Creator, than that of Prophet Muhammad. And they all have pointed, even our leaders, the world, one of the world's most foremost residents of the United States of America, said, if you understand there is no God And Muhammad is his messenger, the most excellent human being to follow. Not me, not Malcolm X, not Martin Luther King, not the Pope, no human being. The best is in the life example of Prophet Muhammad. And don't deviate from it, because you will be just giving yourself more time to suffer and maybe wind up in the hellfire with your hypocrisy, which you're going along with the game of telling lie after lie after lie, trying to justify something that don't exist. Christianity don't exist. The Bible do. The prophets and messengers of God that we read about in the revelation of the Bible, in the books of Allah, are real. But the religion or the way of life that it propagates, that God's son died for you, and now you can be a homosexual, you can be a murderer, you can be anything you want to, because your sins are forgiven. Crazy as hell. For a right-minded person to even think that. Or cater to it. Talking about Jesus Christ being the Son of God is no different than talking about Santa Claus exists. He don't exist. We can eliminate that. We don't mind telling somebody that. But we keep talking about Jesus Christ is so real that it takes extra time to explain to those who have been hoodwinked into believing a fantasy tale to let it go, like you let Santa Claus go, like you let Halloween go. And we know it's easy, those of us who believe. Be mindful of who you claim you are, because that's what Allah will judge you. Just like he tells us in the Quran, if you on the day of judgment come to him with any other way of life you have lived, except Al-Islam, it will not be accepted. Allah is also telling if you come in any way, when I ask you who you are, you know, if that is paraphrasing, if you say anything other than Khalifa, you will be judged by what you say you are. If you say you are American, and if someone reads your portfolio, look at what American is and what America condones and what America votes on, what America lives on, what America fights about, and you see homosexuality, murder, theft, drugs, alcohol, fornication, adultery, all in the description of an American, a Frenchman, a Japanese, a Chinese, be mindful, you'll be judged for that. Because Allah is just. If you claim to be that, you claim that your name is, I'm a black American, I'm an Afro-American, I'm a Chinese American, and then when you look at the history, it's going to show, first of all, you're living in a country that's named after people who were number one in the slave trade. Came and said, brought us over here in chains. Other people over here in chains and told them they are American, in America. Took the land from another people and then named it after their exploiting two of them. Christopher Columbus too. Italian, and we all know when you say you're Italian, you are of the Christian or the Catholic faith, unless you have been saved by Almighty God Allah. And he has made you a Muslim. And then you don't claim to be Italian no more. You don't claim to be Japanese no more. We are one human family called Khalifa, called Mukmin, called Muslim. Anywhere on this earth, you go to the moon, you go to the jungle, they all use the same language. I'm Muslim, or either I'm a Mukmin, or I'm a Khalifa, striving to be a Khalifa, getting back to my original self. The original self ain't no black man, ain't no white man, ain't no yellow man, ain't no Chinese, ain't no Japanese. The original man is Khalifa Abdullah. Khalifa Abdullah. We pray a lot that we stay awake on the real side. Not on the good side, but on the real side. Be for real. And bring this thing to a conclusion willfully. Allah said, I'm going to show you that the believers, you'll never get them because they're going to tell you the truth and stay free from your whispers and your imps, your way of life, your logic, your rationale. Fool a Muslim no more nowadays into thinking that it's all right to be a African-American, to say that you belong to the Roman Catholic Church and slavery and homosexuality and everything, though you might not do it. And then most of all, you're saying, I believe that God had a son. Because I am under the Christian, a false way of life, an artificial reality. I propagate it. I go through the vote movement and vote for it. I even tried to live in it, act like it, and even scared to separate from it by just saying, I'm a law servant. I'm Abdullah. And some of the good names that Allah has given us to explain what kind of work we do for him. Abdullah Hanif. Abdullah Jamil. Abdullah Suleiman. Everything. Allah said, though the word you have learned since coming into the awareness of the Quran and reading the Quran, not near word, not near name, not near suggestion is for naught. It has a meaning that will save your life from the schemes of the shaitan and those who will go to the hellfire and receive a terrible, terrible punishment. I said, I'm alaikum. Back to you, Brother Akbar.
Okay, before I bring Sister Lala up, I want to bring the young brother up for about 10 minutes. Brother Akeem.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, assalamu.
Who is that just talk?
That brother A. Muhammad.
Columbia. A. Muhammad, that's an A right there, brother. Lord, wait, but Allah bless. Bless us for hearing that knowledge. You're very beautiful put together. I openly bear witness in the oneness of Allah. We make no partners, no association. Allah is the creator of creation. That himself is not created. He is the beginning of our life. And to him from him we come, and to him we all shall return. He has given us messengers upon the earth to give us guidance. And if we look at our spiritual guidance, he also gives us mental guidance, physical guidance. And the nature, or the natural nature, is also a guidance in every system. He has given us this knowledge so that we can utilize for ourselves. Nothing is beneficial to our Lord Allah, but he has made it beneficial to us, and he has given us mercy out of his grace, and the mercy and that he has given us for all mankind is Prophet Muhammad. May Allah have peace and blessings be upon him. We know that Allah has given the prophets many miracles, and the miracle that he has given Prophet Muhammad was the Quran. And in the Quran is guidance and more guidance. And to be blunt with you, it perfects your swagger. It perfects who you are. The Quran, Allah does that. How can he not perfect you when he have given you life? And the life he have given you is very, 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 very important. Very important. And it should be utilized if it's important. Though we know Shaitan don't give us the same value of life as he gives materialistic things around us, and our youth don't understand their value. They don't understand their value. And the only time they understand their value is something of materialistic that's on them, the value of Jordans and the value of jewelry and et cetera and et cetera. But you can have a whole building, and one soul is more important than that one building. You can destroy that building. You can tear that building down. You can put it back up. You can tear it down. You can put it back up. And so on and so on and so on. But when it comes to human life, once it's gone, it's gone. So Allah say, value the human life. Value what? The more value of the human life is the more value that Allah blesses guidance to that human. Good conduct, good intentions, good order in life. And he had placed us above all his creation. He said, this day I have named you Muslim and I have perfected your religion of al-Islam. Muslim meaning one who submits their will to their creator. And it's al-Islam, which is simply peace, peace. These are values, because these values intensify your character. Not only your character, it intensifies your community, individually and collectively, all worshiping Allah. We have no superiority in al-Islam. Our brotherhood is different from Christian brotherhood, and it's different from any other religion. There's no superiority. What we do have in our religion of al-Islam is leadership. And you have one, you have businessmen, and et cetera. You know, Allah gives us different metaphors in Quran, and saying is one who is a burden on his master is the same one who benefits from his master. There's no comparison. So Allah give us he give us levels and elevation. But it's no, even through that, it's no superiorityness. You have workers or whatnot, you treat them the same way that you treat yourself. You feed them the same thing you feed yourself, and you clothe them the same way you clothe yourself. So Allah makes it plain and simple, regardless of your wealth or what your possessions you have, that superiority is a friend of shaitan and not a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how much so that he tells and instructs us, we will never get into paradise, our brothers or our sisters, until we want for our brother as we want for ourselves. So our brotherhood is very special, very special. It's special for forgiveness, mercy, and grace, for us being brothers towards each other. It's so much that Sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't go 3 days without being mad at your brother or your sister. These are all things that partake into the value of human life. And with this value is accountability for your own sins and your own good deeds. Allah said you can't count the favors of your Lord. We can't count them. And we thank Allah for the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we thank Allah and we ask Allah to give us inna ma usri yusra wa inna ma usri yusra. Whatever difficulty come ease, whatever difficulty come ease. It's so much of a fact of a brotherhood that other nations, other religions learn off of al-Islam through our brotherhood, through leadership. So much so we have a constitution of America, that America is not that old, 200 and something years. But the constitution, if you read it and you read the Quran, it's similar, identical. We're facing America politics and political positions, that knowing that America have a problem, a serious problem with everything going on. And they're trying hard and hard, Democrats and Republicans, independents, they try hard to figure out solutions. And quite frankly, none of their solutions have worked. Quite frankly, them saying that Jesus is the Son of God have not worked. Since America have applied that towards Americans, we know that it does not, as the brother said, it does not hold oneself accountable. So one will never know its value, and one will never know itself. So Allah wants to make things clear to us because he says he'll make it clear to you. He said his word is easy for us to understand. It's not something that will cause you to overthink, to underthink. It will cause you just to think. And your reflections of your thinking will always come back to oneself and one's soul and one's mind. Even though our religion speaks of peace, Allah says fighting is prescribed for you as it is prescribed for those before you. Meaning stand firm in your believing, stand firm in your faith, stand firm. And we are the protectors of one another as Muslims are the protectors of one another. And that should be established first and foremost before anything, and so much that Allah says that a group prays and a group stays behind. That so much because idolization have built America to unvalue their own God and to take their own lack of responsibility into the son of Maryam and give that praise to the son of Maryam, as we know that the son of Maryam gave his praise, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, gave his praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord and cherisher and sustainer of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. We know that Isa alayhi salam is Jesus Christ. Know that he had a grandfather he had a grandfather and a great grandfather, and he had a mother. And we know that all of his family tree, all of his family tree was miracles and grace and mercy that Allah had sent to his family tree, as he sent to the family of Imran. They was blessed, very, very blessed. But it was not meant to be worship. Idolization, where ideology comes from, a form of uncertainty of God Almighty, unbelief. Not to have a focus of concentration, but not to have the heart to understand the logical self-respect and self-nature that Allah have opposed towards us as being human beings, to uplift ourselves for liberty and justice and pursuit of happiness. We know that inside of our country, that our country, America, would fall without Muslims being in America. We know the ones who will save America would be the Muslims. Allah says in former scriptures, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. The first was Adam, radiallahu anhu. The first was never ideology or idol worship. It was always the worship of Allah. How many minutes?
One.
1 minute. I'm going to close with this this poem. My wife, it's called Conquering Fears by Sa'ud Muhammad. You can pick this book up on Amazon. It's called The Beginning of Peace. Peace comes from letting go of the anger, the bitterness, the frustration. Peace comes from keeping God the focus. Peace comes from self-love, self-appreciation. Peace starts from within. Peace starts with self. This is America, and I am American, and I do hold the flag. Assalamu alaikum.
I am American, too.
Law white man.
The land.
Allah Akbar.
The ignorant people that were put over the land, but that needs the proper knowledge, and that's what Islam comes to clean up the mess.
Yes, sir.
Got Sister Lala Haji Lala from Bad Alster. We're gonna bring up and leave us with a poem, a more poem. Our sister, and maybe she can close us out at the end as well. Sister Lala, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Wa alaikum wa barakatuh.
We're honored to have you tonight, and we thank you for every time you come and bring the good news. You got it,
yes,
sister.
Yes, sir. Okay. Alhamdulillah. We got to have that brother back again. the one on the end.
All right.
I got his name, but forgive me, brother.
Rocky.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, let's see what we got here. Who the beloved Mr. Tom Rajin. Allah, you are my Lord. None has the right to be worshipped except you. You created me, and I am your servant, and I abide to your covenant and promise as best I can. I take refuge in you from the evil of which I have committed. I acknowledge your favor upon me, and I acknowledge my sin. So forgive us, for verily none can forgive sin except you. Amen, amen, amen. And the benefits of that, yes, the benefits of that is whoever recites this with conviction in the evening and dies during that night shall enter paradise. And whoever recites it with conviction in the morning and dies during that day shall enter paradise. Amen, amen, amen.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, here we go again. O the beloved Meshaton Rajin. Allah, grant my body health. Allah, grant my hearing health. Allah, grant my sight health. None has the right to be worshipped except you. Allah, I take refuge in you from disbelief, poverty, and I take refuge with you from the punishment of the grave. None has the right to be worshipped except you. Amen, amen, amen. And let's see, this one is over the beloved minister, Tony Rajin. Allah is sufficient for me. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah. Upon Allah I rely, and Allah is Lord of the exalted throne. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, here's another one. Let's see what this one is saying.
And we're going to, we also have Brother Amin raise his hand, and we do want to hear what he had to say, because he is sponsoring this show. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Brother Amin, As-salamu alaykum, Brother Amin.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Yes, sir.
All praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, you gave me that good idea the other day, Brother Akbar, when you made that statement. You said we should build schools and hold Juma after school, you know, and I said, yes, yes, that's what Imam Muhammad told us to do 30-something years ago. And I don't know if we listened to him, you know, build a school and hold Juma at the school. Build a school and hold Juma at the school. That was Imam Muhammad's command, told us to do that. He said, you don't need to be trying to build no masjids. He said, you don't need to be trying to build no masjids, because you only got the masjid maybe once or twice a week. But build a school that the children utilize every day, and then y'all go and you support the school on Friday, you know, give them a big donation and maybe a talim, you know, but build a school and hold Juma at the school.
That's a good idea.
Oh, somebody got to check. Somebody got to mute their phone. Somebody got to mute their phone. Alhamdulillah. So build a school and hold Juma at the school. It turns, you know, if you look at that, build a school, B-A-S-A-H, build a school and hold Juma at the school, B-A-S-A-H-J-A-T-S. Basa is a Arabic word meaning beautiful, beautiful, you know? And I said, look at this. Look how this is working out. And Josh, build a school, B-A-S-A-H. Okay, yeah, and I need a couple of spoons. Okay, I'm ordering something here. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
And thank you. And so it works out. So that's something we're gonna push on Sister Claire Muhammad's Hymn School on the website.
this is Sarah Mama Stems. We're going to push that. Build a school. We're going to steal. We still got to follow Imam Muhammad's dictate. Still follow the leader. We got to follow the leader. That's what the leader told us to do. Build a school and hold Juma at the school. So, Allahu Akbar. And we're going to push that. And alhamdulillah. And I hope Allah bless those who want to push that. And get them children in a decent environment, a decent school, so they don't have to go to school and with all this ridiculous stuff, this gay stuff and all that stuff like that. Yeah. So, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
Okay, then. Well, Sister Lala, will you close it out, please, ma'am?
Okay, alhamdulillah. Holy Billah, the Messiah, Tawn Rajin. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rahi Alameen. Rahman, Rahim. Malaki Omadin. Iyak and Abu Wayak and Astain. Itinaka, Saratu Musa King. Saratu Lazina, and Anta Alehim. Rahim Magdubi, Alehim, Waladali. Amen.
Thank everyone for coming. May Allah continue to bless us. We're going to, and next Saturday, we're going to have Suja Muhammad to start us off. Thank you. May God peace and blessings be on all of you. Do what tomorrow is Thursday. So we, may Allah bless us all. Let's keep up our prayers and keep working in our place. And we soon all of the good work come together. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
I said,